Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We got a lot to get into here today, as I'm sure everybody is well aware since it made worldwide headlines, actually, yesterday. I'm not making that up. Roman Reigns opened last night's episode of Raw by announcing he is battling leukemia. After missing the weekend's house shows, Roman came out at the start of the show and addressed the audience using his real name. Reigns said he's been living with leukemia for 11 years, and unfortunately it is back. Reigns said he'll have to relinquish the Universal Championship. He said he wasn't looking for sympathy or for people to feel bad for him because he has faith. He was diagnosed with leukemia when he was 22 years old, and while that was the hardest time of his life, he was able to put it into remission quickly. Reigns said WWE was the team that gave him a chance then, thanked the fans for always reacting to him and making his dreams come true. Reigns said life throws you a curveball sometimes. The best thing for him to do is focus on his family and his health. But he clarified this wasn't a retirement speech. After I'm done whooping leukemia's ass once again, I'm coming back home, Reigns said. And when I do, it's not going to be just about titles and being on top. It's about a purpose. I'm coming back because I want to show all of you, the whole world. I want to show my family, my friends, my children, my wife, that when life throws a curveball at me, I am the type of man that will stand in the batter's box. I will crowd the plate. I will choke up. I will swing for the fences every single time. Reigns said he will beat this. He'll be back. He'll see everyone very, very soon. He thanked the fans, told them that he loved them. The fans chanted, "Thank you, Roman." Reigns shook hands with them as he walked up the ramp, and he posed with Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, who were visibly emotional. We'll talk about this all day today on the show. We'll talk about Raw. We got news on Crown Jewel and the Women's Evolution show. We'll talk about some rumors yesterday and what we know and don't know about those rumors, as well as so much more. If you want to give us a call, 844-411-5411. Text messages, 425-780-7566. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
This is Bully Ray.
This is Jay Lethal.
Dalton Castle from Ring of Honor. To tell you that Honor Club.
Honor Club is the ultimate ROH experience. Join now for live streaming access to Survival of the Fittest.
And all 4 nights of the Global Wars Tour.
Also, get on-demand access to past Ring of Honor events.
Out-of-print compilations.
50% off pay-per-views.
And more.
Or better yet,
go VIP and receive every major pay-per-view for free,
including Final Battle.
Honor Club is more than a network. Skip the line for pre-sale ticket access to live events and receive 15% off at ROHProShop.com on exclusive apparel, DVDs, replica championships, and more.
Go to ROHHonorClub.com.
ROHHonorClub.com.
Or open the ROH app now. Available on all Apple and Android devices and Roku.
We are Honor Club, and honor is real.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
There I am. Back here in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. A lot to talk about today. Lots of people on the phones. So we'll get to that here in a while. Lots of text messages already. All of them, obviously, about Roman Reigns. Reigns relinquished the title last night, leukemia diagnosis, second time he has battled leukemia, first time when he was 22 years old, now he is battling it again. He has vacated the title. The title is, at this moment, up for grabs at the Crown Jewel Show. It is Brock Lesnar versus Braun Strowman for the title. And yesterday on the show, we had a lot of rumors. Everybody was asking about these rumors that John Cena and Daniel Bryan had refused. They stated they were refusing to go to Saudi Arabia. So I asked around yesterday and heard nothing during the show about it. And we didn't hear a whole lot more here today, but we did hear a little bit. And that is that yesterday afternoon, the creative team was told that John Cena needed to be replaced in the tournament. Now, John Cena did not get replaced in the tournament last night. As of last night, John Cena is still in the tournament. As of last night, they were still promoting AJ Styles' Daniel Bryan in Saudi Arabia. So here's what all of this means. I was told yesterday that on Wednesday, a decision is going to be made about whether or not they go to Saudi Arabia. Tickets did not go on sale for Saudi Arabia on Friday. And the reason they did not go on sale was because WWE apparently told them they weren't sure the show was taking place. And there has been growing political pressure over the last couple of days to not go to Saudi Arabia. So it is possible that the reason that John Cena and Daniel Bryan are still being advertised, maybe they did refuse to go, and WWE decided not to pull them because they feel there is a possibility they are not going to Saudi Arabia, and they could do the show elsewhere. And if they did it elsewhere, those two guys could still work the show. So tomorrow is the big day, I guess, determining whether or not they're going to go. And, of course, if they decide to go, there is still one more Raw show and SmackDown show where they can remove those two guys from the show. That's obviously a secondary story here to Roman Reigns, but we were talking about that yesterday, so that is the update. Also, for those asking about yesterday, I'm told that a very small number of people knew before Roman Reigns went out there. Probably 6, 7, 8 of the top executives. And so when the show opened and the announcers are happily talking about what's coming up and Roman Reigns defending the title at Crown Jewel, none of that was a put on. They had no idea what was going on until he came out there and he did his speech. And he has since gone home. And that's the story, and I guess we'll just have to find out how well he does with treatment. Second battle is worrisome.
Very. You know, yesterday I kind of made a light of the fact that sometimes it's not our business what exactly some of these injuries are, and sometimes they're not going to report exactly what takes place. And, you know, there's times like this where there was never a reason for us to know or to say anything. And Unfortunately for Roman Reigns, it's got to the point where he's got to say something. That's very scary the second time around. You know, the second time in 11 years. Terrifying. And it was quite an emotional moment last night. Not to downplay it, because of obviously everybody understands the real life aspect of it. As a piece of television, as a viewer, it was riveting, and it was, no pun intended, raw, and it was something else. And you made the comment last night to Dave that Roman is never getting booed again. He ain't getting booed anytime soon. That you know, won't be a wink and a nod from the fans, because by the time that thing was over, all of the reaction, I mean, you remember how much of a reaction Roman Reigns gets, even when he's getting booed. At least he's getting a reaction, and all that reaction last night was obviously pretty positive by the time that he ended that speech, and it was really just an amazing, amazing moment, and a rough night, an obviously rough night. So best wishes to Roman Reigns, and yeah, not much else you can really say about that. When it comes to the Saudi thing, again, in a way, WWE is probably going to go. I'll believe it when I see it, if they're not going to. I mean, they've had every opportunity in the world. I don't know if they heard anything from the Turkish president today that would also help sway them to not go all of a sudden on this thing. And I wonder, I guess you got to announce tickets going on sale. So at some point they're going to have to. But, you know, I really wonder that they're not just going to go ahead and try to really ride this thing out.
So last night they also turned Dean Ambrose heel, and I see that this is clearly going to be a controversial deal, because this person here says, "Brian, the Ambrose turn last night was perfect. Isn't everything in this business all about timing? If they waited to pull the trigger until next week, it wouldn't have the same effect and shock factor." I don't want to be blunt here, but I'm going to be. Roman Reigns, he could die.
Well,
this is not like the guy tore his pec and he's out of action for 6 months. The guy blew out his knee, he's out of action for 8 months. Let's capitalize and get some heat. This is a serious life-or-death matter here. And no, I thought it sucked. Well, I thought the least you can do is give the fans a happy ending on this night. You opened up with everyone's crying in the building. You open up with that. Like, give them the tag titles and a happy ending. He was never supposed to turn heel last night. The original plan was that he would turn around Survivor Series. And they moved it up, and they specifically did it to capitalize on the emotions of a guy who's going home to fight for his life. So, yes, I thought it sucked.
I will be honest. I can understand why you say that. I am not as venomous towards it as you are. I am far more venomous towards the timing and the placement of the Undertaker and Kane stuff.
That sucked too. It's a different kind of sucking.
To me, that's a suck that supersedes the suck for the other ones. So,
really? The announcer's yelling, "Not on this night."
Okay,
turning
this guy's fight for his life
into some stupid angle.
That was so stupid, both Cole, because one, it comes across as so corny. And yeah, you know what? To be honest with you, that call was garbage, but I take that as the call. I don't hate that turn as much as you do. I'll just say that. I think the other aspects of it, including the call. I mean, the call was such a joke.
It sucked. Let's go to the phones.
And by the way, Renee, too, this is one of those things. It's like, I don't know. It's going to be interesting to see how they play this, because I don't need the dramatic announcer storyline tension that could possibly take place either.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hi, this is Joey from Lodi. First off, best wishes to Roman Reigns and his family, obviously. But I'm with you completely. The Dean Ambrose turn was horrible. That was terrible. That was faceless. It was tacky. It was just no good. And it actually reminded me, obviously this is a much lighter issue, but do you remember when Jeff Hardy left WWE of, like, 2009, I think it was?
Drugged out?
Yeah.
With Punk?
Yeah, you probably don't remember this, but you were really upset because Jeff on his way out cut this really good promo, and everyone was crying in the building about how he'll be back and everything. At the very end of it, they had CM Punk come out and hit him from behind. And I remember you pointed out on, I think it was Brian and Vinny, that it just immediately made it just put this WWE stink on it that this is an angle and this just doesn't feel, it just took away the real emotion. Oh, and I just got to thinking, when was the last time WWE just let something be real and just let these people actually feel something and express real emotions, the fans, without getting their, like, fake stink on it?
Well, hey, let me put it this way. I want to thank you very much for the call. Hey, let me say this. Yeah, they got a tremendous amount of heat last night because of the timing. But you know what? If they were better at their job, they wouldn't have to do it at that point. They could write a story, an actual professional wrestling story, where when the turn happened, they'd get a tremendous amount of heat.
I don't know. With their reputation, it's hard to ever.
No, they can't now. My point was, if they were better.
I guess.
If they were better storytellers. I mean, for crying out loud. Why? Listen, I got a question, everybody. Let's forget the Roman Reigns situation. Why did Dean Ambrose turn on Seth Rollins last night? They teamed up together. They successfully won the tag team championships. And then he beat him up. There wasn't even a reason for it. Literally, they did it because they knew that this was the night that everybody would be very, very upset about it. That's horrible storytelling.
That's also
using
a WWE
real life
special
as a crutch. We got a million texts here. And calls. We'll get to them after the break. Stand by. Observer Live.
Attention, timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. 800-598-0539. That's 800-598-0539.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, Brian. How you doing?
What's happening?
Well, I'm going to give you a perspective from Roman Reigns' point of view. And there is a reason why I'm going to do this. Now, 2004 was like the worst year of my life. Now, the reason why I say this is, like Roman Reigns, I had the same thing. I never talk about this. I know you're shocked that I'm going to say something like this. And like that, every 14 years, for the past 14 years, I pray and I pray that I don't have this situation. Now, I'm talking to you as John Taft Somerville, not John from Memphis, and I'm being honest with you. It is one of the worst things to have is leukemia. I've done with withdrawals from my alcoholism, and I've done this, but the radiation, the pain, the dealing with this and the worriedness is one of those things. I would be the worst thing I ever thought about. And that first 5 years, I was happy that it was over with. Now, in the back of your head, in the back of my head, and I'm being honest with you, you ask anybody that's a cancer survivor, you think about it, you think about it, you think about it. If you might have it one day, and I'm kind of, my heart's out for him. Like I said, I know what he's going through. And I never, ever talk about this. He's one of those things you don't talk about. You don't want to, like he said, you don't want a pity party for those situations. But at the same time, if they catch it early, like what they did for me the first time, 6 months to a year, it can be over with extreme chemotherapy and everything else like that. But also, I want to ask you another question, Brian. You there?
I'm here.
Have you watched, and I'm going to do the light side now. Have you watched your tonight's Brian V show, Nitro and Raw?
I have not yet, no.
Oh, I can't wait for your thoughts on the greatest match between the Outsiders tonight.
I've already heard all about it today.
Oh,
is this the one with the women?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yes.
Yeah,
I have people wondering how the company even survived that night.
Oh, they have no idea what's coming.
Oh, no, especially with Minka on there, I enjoy that.
Oh, my God, you remember her name.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I actually remember her name, Minka just because Sam, it was such a famous thing at the time.
She's still doing it, too.
Oh, Lord.
She's still doing it.
Oh, Lord.
What else are you going to do with those?
They are bigger now.
Oh,
that's how?
Because I don't know.
Lord,
But I just had a call to say about that. When I heard that, I thought about it. I say, I kind of know what he's going through. I never talk about it. It's like one of those things when it's like you went through it, you pray that you don't get it again. If you do, you want to make sure, because think of it like this. When you get it once and you survive, you just hope it doesn't come back again. When it comes back again twice, and I had a cousin, who, strangely enough, I got to tell you about the cousin. He's the one that got me, God rest his soul, he got me hooked to your show. So you should blame him for me becoming a fan of your show.
I would never blame anyone for that.
But that's the reason why I call. It wasn't just being funny all the time. It's like this. It's like one of those days that you had to think about it. And it's just,
John, it's also horrible when it comes back again. Herpes flares up, comes back. It's a terrible thing.
All right, John, thanks very much for the call there. I really appreciate it. My buddy Wang also is a leukemia survivor. If you've ever watched
out of that.
You ever watched the Brian and Vinny show? He was on the Christmas show, and I don't remember how old he was when he got it. Wang. He's probably 23 or 24 years old or something like that. But, you know, he had a battle with leukemia, and it was very, very difficult. And when he tells people about it, you know, they talk about, man, you're amazing. You're great. And he stops them right there, and he just goes, I didn't do anything. I didn't do anything. The doctors did everything. I barely remember anything about it.
I thought he pointed to the sky and said, the Lord does it.
No, and the thing is, like, granted, this was his first battle with leukemia. And from the sounds of things, I don't know exactly how it went with Roman Reigns, but from the way that Roman talks about it, it seems to me that Wang had a much more difficult battle than Roman Reigns did the first time around. But it was the first time. And he is a leukemia survivor, and he's in class every day, and he trains just like everybody else. And I think there are a few things that he does. I don't really know a lot of details about it, but there are a couple things that he has to do to make sure that he's, you know, safe and everything like that. But in general, he's in there, and he's working hard, sweating, and he's just like anybody else. So we can hope that Roman gets through the second one and is able to just get back in the ring and do what he did before.
You proud of yourself wanting to always torture a cancer survivor?
We'll get out of here. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's happening?
Hey, I was just wondering, would there be a way that they could have announced this where it's not so linked to him losing the title? Because I feel like it's going to be really hard in the future to book him and have people boo him if this is always going to be tied to him for like the rest of his career.
I don't think they want people to boo him. I mean, first off.
Well, yeah, no, I mean, I know that. But like now he's going to be like a face for the remainder of his career. Like,
yes.
No way.
Good.
I'm sure Vince is very thankful for that here today. If he's thankful for anything.
Do what Brock couldn't.
Yes. Yes, God did what Vince McMahon could not do. He was humbled.
So, like, is there any way that, like, they could have done this without having to link it to him having leukemia?
No, he was the champion. He was a champion.
It's going to be done.
I mean, they
could have.
They could have had him wrestle and lose the belt on Monday, and then 2 weeks come out and mention that he has leukemia. But even then, it's like it's still going to always be linked. He was the champion. He was the top guy. He was the face of the company.
Yeah, and there's nothing else they could ever do to get this guy cheered. And from this point on, I mean, through the weirdest, not the weirdest, but through just a bizarre circumstance and an unforeseen circumstance, they're probably now, I mean, at least for the foreseeable future, when this guy comes back, and let's believe that he's going to come back, let's believe that, that you know, he's going to be cheered. I mean, how is he not? I mean, what kind of person was going to boo Roman Reigns, you know, right from Jump Street to getting back or anytime soon? No way.
Yeah, I mean, like in a creative standpoint, I mean, you kind of booked him into a corner. There's no way that you could hate on this guy without being hated on by other fans.
I know, but that's the whole idea. They don't want the guy to be booed. They haven't wanted him to be booed for 4 years now. I mean, I don't even know what the point of this call is.
I don't know. It's a very big corner. it's a huge corner. It's like, you know, the main street and whatever in your town. So, yeah, that's exactly where they want him to stand. That's where they want the statue erected. So if he's cheered from this point out forever, they are okay.
Person says, if they don't go to Saudi Arabia, is the backup plan still to move these matches to Survivor Series or have Crown Jewel somewhere in the States? This is all I know. A couple of weeks ago, as my child weeps in the background, a couple of weeks ago, the idea was if Crown Jewel was canceled, they were going to move the top matches to Survivor Series, and you probably wouldn't see Brock or Shawn Michaels just because the money, the $50 million isn't coming in for those shows. Now, over the last week or so, the word was that they were so gung-ho about going that all talk of backup plans was just like completely out the window, all right? That's changed again after the last day or so. I don't know what the plans are. They could move it to Survivor Series. They could try to book a building during the upcoming European tour and do it there. I mean, we'll know more in the next day or so. They're trying everything they can to not cancel.
They are. And look, I honestly feel as though that they're going to be able to get away with doing that. Again, if you know, from take the wrestling point of view out of it, take anything in the future out of it of how they're going to wear this one, because they are certainly going to wear it for quite some time. You got the midterm elections coming up. It's the weekend. You know, I'm sure somebody in there, not just Vince, is thinking we can get in and out of this thing, you know, with just as much heat as we have right now. And I think it'll be a little bit worse, but you know, they may actually be able to escape this. And if they haven't made a decision yet, it's really difficult for me to believe that they're going to call
now
this thing.
These cats are fighting. Can you hear this?
Certainly not call this thing and have it somewhere else. Are the cats attacking your child? Is that
I hope not. Thankfully, there's a break coming up. I can find out what's going on.
Jesus Christ.
This person says they could end up putting the Universal title on Ambrose and have him and Rollins main event Mania. I believe 100% that the WrestleMania main event is Seth Rollins challenging Dean Ambrose for the WWE title. You know, now, how they get there, I have no idea.
The point of that thing, too, with just I can't even remember. Let's just, all right.
This person here.
Maybe find out if your child is okay right now. I mean, I give it to you. I respect the dedication. Is there anybody else in your house, or is it just like a full free-range thing?
Everything is fine.
Okay.
Is Renee Young Ambrose holding back on her calling of her husband's matches? I guess we'll find out next week how they do this.
That could be really annoying. By the way, Brock's money is not in doubt anymore. You know, now it's like because you had a situation like this, you go back to your pro wrestling thing. You gotta call in somebody from the outside. Somebody get on the phone, get Harley in here for a night. You know, Shawn Michaels' money is still in play. I think with what happened with Roman, I mean, I think Brock coming back, you can justify paying him now.
Back in a moment with more Wrestling Observer Live.
Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95 and get a $10 O'Reilly gift card by mail. Protect your engine from sludge and wear with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Stop by Lowe's and get the supplies you need to refresh your home in time for holiday guests. Welcome family and friends to a whole new style with Allen and Roth laminate flooring, now only $129 per square foot. Then, finish your new look with Valspar Simplicity Paint and Primer in 1, starting at $25.98. It goes on smooth and resists marks, scuffs, and everyday wear. All projects have a starting point. Start with Lowe's. Flooring offer valid through 11/7 while supplies last. See store for details, U.S. only.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. Couple of final calls, and I got a million texts. Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi, this is Ishmael in Virginia.
Yes, Ishmael. Excellent job. Weren't you the one that was going after the child the other day?
Yeah, I was stuttering and stammering my way through a call because I saw a toddler run through like an intersection right as the line picked up. So
excellent job. Being a hero is more important than having a good call.
Thank you. So
do you apologize to him?
I just had some...
Yes, I did, personally.
Okay.
Oh, yes. I just basically wanted to talk about the Ambrose turn from last night. So for me, that was it was pretty tasteless. I would have been fine with an Ambrose Rollins main event if they broke them up eventually, but I don't think that was the right time to do it. I think they really misjudged the emotions of the crowd, and it sort of reminded me of WrestleMania earlier this year. The show was going along great. They had the Daniel Bryan comeback. Everyone was so excited to see him. It had been 4 years, this whole roller coaster. Then their idea was to have people wait even longer, and it sort of killed everything for the crowd, and they were just sort of meh by the time he got in there because they sort of overestimated just how much they really, really, really want to get heat for everything. I think Ambrose turning on Rollins would have been heat, but to tie it into like a real-life sickness that everyone just saw, I think the crowd would have been a lot happier if they just went home on a positive note for once.
Of course they would have.
I don't think that was the time for a huge heel angle because the line of thinking that they had to have happened in the writer's room is, hey, the fans are already going to be in this mood, which is based on a real-life situation. So you know it would get even more heat is if we added this on. So for me, the whole thing was super, super tasteless. I think the fans would have been fine with a turn eventually, but to do it that night, to couple it in with Roman Reigns sadly battling leukemia, I think the whole thing was really tasteless. And depending on how the future goes, it may look extremely tasteless. So those are my thoughts.
You know what would have been cool is in 1984 at Reunion Arena, if Kerry Von Erich had beaten Ric Flair for the title and then like Kevin turned on him, he stomped a mud hole in him and the Von Erichs came in and they just beat up Kerry and left him laying in a heap.
Easy, Vince.
Oh, the heat they would have got.
Oh,
man.
I get it. I understand. I still look at the Undertaker Kane stuff, not only for the content as it relates to Dean Ambrose, but also the fact that it was just straight trash and look at that as worse. Again, maybe I'm just that jaded because, well, this is what WWE does with everything. By their own admission last night with Michael Cole, they cannot think of anything outside of their own universe. You see that playing out with Saudi Arabia, where the head of the Treasury Department pulls out of a conference over there. Everybody has pulled out of a conference over there, and they still have not pulled out of a show that they could easily pull out of. So I'm not as upset as everybody else with this. Again, why the Undertaker and Kane thing is not more upsetting to people is a little bit surprising to me.
Person says, I've been vocal of my dislike of storylines Roman's been involved in, but I've always respected Roman the athlete. I hope he has a speedy recovery. But his audience reaction at all helped to show that people were not booing Roman, but booing the writing. I don't know. I've seen so many things where it doesn't matter what Roman did, he got booed. And I don't think, it was obviously the writing in 2014, 2015, but for some reason, people just wanted to not like Roman. You guys forget the text message that I've gotten over the years. I've read here on the air in the emails. Yeah, it's done a full 180 here from everybody here today. But
I'm going to be offended that
I don't like the guy.
He's a fan favorite.
He's arrogant. I don't like his blah, blah. I heard all of that over the years. People didn't like Roman.
I don't like his
face.
For
no good reason.
His hair is too pretty.
This person here says, you and Dave were talking about the next guy last night. What do you think about Velveteen Dream checking all of Vince's boxes? No. He doesn't check all of Vince's boxes. He doesn't have the size. He's too young. Yeah. And it's just not happening right now. Maybe someday.
Well,
Bert says, there's no way Lesnar wins the belt, right? I have no idea what's going to happen. I mean, listen,
not in 2018.
There was no way Roman was winning the belt at WrestleMania, but you know what? He beat Roman at WrestleMania. They could very easily give him another X number of millions of dollars.
I like the idea of Brock Lesnar still fighting in the UFC as possibly his WWE champion.
Well, he won't be the champion. I'm just saying, delay it till Survivor Series.
As Fox, seems to be pushing Daniel Cormier because they like him so much on commentary. They think it's a nice fit. Everybody reaches out nicely to each other. It's a different time. This is a different era. I think there could be a place for this. And I don't think it's going to happen, and I'm not actually really endorsing that it does, but it doesn't hurt my feelings, the thought of it. And I think the more there continues to be crossover between the two, I'm not going to be sick of this. I can see people probably getting upset about it, but I think we're going to get a lot of it when they're on Fox, and I don't think it's going to be that bad of a deal.
Spurs says, I see Matt Riddle taking the spot. Do you guys remember how long it took them to even hire Matt Riddle?
Yeah.
For years. They had no interest in Matt Riddle because of all of his pot failures in UFC.
Yeah, and Vince's WWE, I don't know. He could do it, but it's like,
doing it anytime soon is my point.
No, that's absolutely correct. And especially when you have guys there like Seth Rollins, Drew McIntyre. I mean, those two stick out as the big ones of guys you could build around.
This person here says, WWE.com at backstage reactions when Roman walked out. I did not see Vince and Gorilla. Is he not attending all Raws? I'm sure he was there last night. I heard nothing about him not being there.
It was sensitive, pal. Wanted to be away.
This person here says, I remember that Hardy Punk deal in 2009, and you went mad over that angle, Brian. WWE just cannot give us happy endings. That's why the majority of these storylines today end up with the heels winning a feud, making the baby faces look like geeks. Yeah, I've talked about this a million times. It is easy. It is easy for any idiot to write a story with a sad ending. Like, a two-year-old can do it. But writing a story with a happy ending, with heroes that you actually like, is, in fact, harder.
He live, he died, the end. What is Paisley writing over there? Is she had, like, writing dark tomes? What is happening there? Maybe she is. What is happening there? She gets attacked by Catch. She's writing sad things out, sad stories.
About?
I don't know. It's kind of funny, you know, a two-year-old could write a story of death and despair and sadness.
Let's go to Chris in Las Vegas. You're on the air. What's going on? The Sports Byline. Last call today.
Brian, I am back. Actually, my class is over. They're actually at the library right now, so I was able to call into the show.
Thank you.
So, this thing last night on Observer Radio, thank God it's not WCW. But is Russo booking this? Because I could have swore there was a leukemia speech. Paul Heyman at least didn't bury him. But then all of a sudden we could be really behind the Shield. And instead they decided to go and turn him now, which they could have waited a little bit for and have some sort of happy ending. I know you were just talking about happy endings, but this is something straight out of Russo territory.
It was funny because he mentioned that if this were WCW, Roman would win his battle with leukemia, we presume, and he would come back and they would immediately turn him heel. And he goes, but they're not WCW. And I thought, that's what they did at the end of the show. They just used Dean Ambrose. That's like exactly what they did.
Exactly. I agree with you. That's the same thing they did. You're watching Nitro now. They're doing Bret Hart. Bret Hart's about to turn heel because he had the baby face with the Owen. And what does Russo do? He turns him heel in, I think, it's like a month or something like that. It's not very far away.
Yeah. I disagree with it.
Oh, me too. All right, that's all I got.
All right, thanks so much for the call. I mean, my whole thing is, like, if something in real life happens and it's really bad and it's really sad, then you have the ability as a promoter and a booker to write a story where at the end of the show, everybody's really happy about what happened. Roman Reigns' two best friends win the WWE Tag Team titles. They're victorious. Everybody's happy. There's sad news coming out of the show, but at least they can leave with a smile on their face. Instead, it was like, we got to get our reaction shots. Man, let's get all these people crying and their hands on their heads and them looking depressed. Ah, it'll be great television. It's exactly what they did.
And this is coming from the company that's out there to put smiles on people's faces, huh?
This person here says, I hope they don't go this way since it'd be a pretty disgusting cop-out, but ever since his debut, Dean has always been presented as unstable and insane. They could use that to explain the turn. Hey, listen, for all of you that loved the turn and are not concerned that they did it on the same day as Roman Reigns announced that he has leukemia and is in a fight for his very life, well, let's just see what happens when they do Raw next week. You think that Dean Ambrose and Seth Rollins are not going to mention Roman Reigns and leukemia when they're talking about this turn? You actually think that? It's just not going to be mentioned. Or do you think that they're going to go in there and they're going to use that as a way to build up heat for Dean Ambrose. Maybe I'm wrong. We'll see next week.
I'm sure that they probably will. And I'm sure they're going to use Dean's instability. There you go. Just because didn't he keep screaming over and over again, say it again. This stems from Seth calling him, what would they call him? What did he actually call Dean Ambrose? Insane or unstable or what did they, unpredictable?
I have no idea.
What set Dean off a couple weeks ago, which again has led to, you know, this random thing where he's turning for really no apparent reason. Again, why he's turning in the first place, you know, and why this story's been going on the way that it has, I have no idea.
First says, I take no issue with the Ambrose turn. At the end of the day, they have to tell stories to set up shows for the following weeks. The turn last night will leave a far greater impact moving forward than if they would have waited another month to turn him. People are going to genuinely hate Dean for this. Great. Another guy that people don't like. Who's the star top babyface for the brand? Who are the kids going to see at the house shows?
Seth
Rollins. Who else?
AJ Styles.
He's on the other brand.
Braun Strowman.
Who else?
Where are you going with this?
I'm pointing out that they have a million heels. They have a million people that people don't like. What, the Drifter? The Drifter's now the third from the top in the baby faces?
Dude, you're downplaying that? I mean, I know he is what he is, but I mean, the reactions are the reactions, too. Will they continue to
keep
up?
Have you seen him wrestle?
I know. Will they continue to keep up? I don't know. But if he's that guy who's going to wrestle just 3-minute matches and they can maximize it, I'm all for it.
Jeff Hardy thing is different because this did not directly involve Reigns. Yes, it did. They dedicated the match to him.
And they won.
Dude.
They won. They go out as champions, just like Roman did. A champion left that belt in the ring. Now, Seth, time to smack this beard off your face and hit you in that googly eye you got there.
Maybe they went to Roman, this person says, about the Ambrose turn first to see if it was okay. What was he going to say? No? Of course he's going to say he's fine with it. Are you kidding me?
Okay. Yeah,
what world am I living in here today? This person here says Undertaker Kane was gross incompetence, but the
there
Ambrose turn was blatant exploitation. There's a big difference. That's true, actually. He was completely incompetent to hear that stupid video package. And literally, there's a tombstone on the screen with
yes.
Triple H's name and Shawn Michaels' name, and they go immediately to Roman Reigns talking about battling leukemia.
Yes.
I mean, hello.
That's far worse to me. That symbolism is awful. Awful.
Person says, do you have the same feelings when they were milking the crowd reactions when Roman was talking? What are you talking about? Like when they got reaction shots? No, they should have gotten reaction shots. Those were real. This was a real thing.
WWE sells everything for the, again, that's why they film everything and sometimes under the guise of, we're just documenting it. I mean, you know everything with WWE. You got to look at everything with two faces.
Oh, God. Hamish says, to be fair, Vince has pulled way worse. Remember when Randy Orton made remarks over Eddie being in hell? You're right. He's done worse.
That's, yeah.
So that means I have to like this? Get out of here, Hamish. Back in a moment. Observer Live.
Nightmare! Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back, like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days, and anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. John in Delaware here sent in a text saying, I myself was diagnosed with leukemia in 2015. I wanted to let everybody know that if you are not feeling well, and it is not getting better after a week or so, including a total lack of energy, eyesight issues, seeing stars, and lightheadedness, go get blood work done immediately. It just might save your life.
Shout out to the Free State.
A lot of people asking about the Raw tag titles. What are they going to do? No idea. They made sure to change the titles and then shoot an angle. So now we either have the tag champions who hate each other, or the titles will just be vacated. And I don't even think there's a match at Crown Jewel that's a tag team match. Is there? What's the Crown Jewel card? Is there any tag team matches on that show?
I don't know.
Again, possibly put on the line for the DX versus Undertaker and Kane match.
I guess it's the Diamond State. The Free State's actually Maryland.
The show, nope, there are no tag matches.
Yeah.
So there you go. Which, by the way, it is interesting that the title, the Universal title, will be up for grabs in the Braun Strowman-Brock Lesnar match. Although the World Cup is there to determine the best in the world.
Hey, you know what you're going to get, though, too? The irony of this, because they're gonna be wearing this forever anyway. From a real life point of view, they're gonna have a title change in Saudi Arabia. In a way, everybody's gonna kind of get what they want that way. The problem is they're gonna get what they want that way, and they're gonna have a title change in Saudi Arabia. Oh, they'll wear this forever.
All right, everybody, we are out of time. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. If you want the review of Raw and Nitro from 19 years ago this week, it'll be on the Brian and Vinny Show tonight with Craig. Check it out at figure4online.com, wrestlingobserver.com. All sorts of great stuff up there. Issues of The Observer, back issues, Figure 4 Weekly, 9,500 radio shows, tons of fun stuff, so check it out. And that is it. We will talk to you again after a while.